Hey, it's your Dummy Master, Tristan, and I would like to thank our sponsor, Dubby Energy. Dubby Energy is a growing and flourishing energy drink powder, actually developing a clean energy formula that is free from fillers, maltodextrin, and artificial colorings, so everyone can enjoy. In addition, Dubby is a sugar-free and zero-calorie. Using a coffee fruit extract blend gives a much healthier, jitterless, and no-crash effect from drinking Dubby. There are many flavors, and each one sounds amazing. I just got my order of Dragonade today and a mystery flavor. The Dragonade is dragon fruit and pink strawberry lemonade. Yummy, yummy. I am so excited to try them out. Our referral link for Dubby Energy will be in the description, along with our discount code for a 10% off. Dummies with Dice is the discount code. Thank you, Dubby Energy.
This is our 26th fun fact.
Is that 26 episodes?
Yes. Yes. Actually, it's been almost an entire year. Full year.
Yes.
In like a week or so, will be one full year of us
doing
the podcast. Didn't we do the Star Wars one like May 4th last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It is May the 4th.
Yeah. It's been a year.
Okay, I'm going to start this.
Happy anniversary.
Year warning. Use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world. Well, it's three not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home.
He was holding us back.
He didn't survive.
old man.
He was old.
He shitted himself
We were
to
waiting
death.
On him. His cane.
In the end, his pants were brown.
Alright, one of you go first.
Hello, I'm Kelly Lee and I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin is obviously addicted to online shopping. Mm. Obviously.
Oh, so it matches the,
nope.
The player too.
Nope.
It's Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's the drug addicted level 6 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he thinks religion is a cult with more steps.
Hey everybody, Ryan Tucker here. I play a Splee Stick Sock Jelly. I'm the Hobo Trash Master Cleric of the God Rumpke. I'm a MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact about religion.
What?
Sorry, I said garbage weird as fuck. Fun fact about Splee Stick, his middle name is Eugene.
Aww.
Please take Eugene Sock Jelly.
Eugene.
My name is Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master. And my fun fact is that koalas have fingerprints that are similar to humans. Under a microscope, koalas have
weird,
like almost the same fingerprints as us.
Do we have a koala fingerprint registry?
Have koalas done something wrong? How do we know this?
Grand Theft Auto. Yes. That's how they got the fingerprints.
You know when your stuff disappears in your house and you never find it again?
Koalas.
Yeah, it's koalas.
It's the night koalas. They're nocturnal. They'll get you.
Don't they eat stuff to stay fucked up forever? Yeah. No, they're not.
Yeah, so that's crazy. Okay.
This one's garbage.
So, where we left off, Archie Ortiz had sacrificed his own life to take out a big chunk of a horde of undead with the necklace of fireballs and ended up using way big fireball explosion and succeeded, but killed himself in the process.
Also shitting himself,
because he's not here to defend himself. So, I believe that would mean where we start up next would be
crying.
In initiative still, as the ogre zombie.
Yes.
On Duke Crystal and Flea Stick.
Yes.
Jeez.
So.
He's about to shit himself.
I need to look at his thing real quick.
Well, hurry up.
To see what exactly he does once he...
Too late. Lost his turn.
Timed out.
Timed out.
He gone.
I wish. You gotta be quicker than that.
I got a dollar for you.
Why are the maps not available?
Oh, I don't know why. I did start it. No, you can refresh. Okay, so this ogre zombie is going to remain planted because he needs to use his ladder to get up the next person.
What up, booze?
So, Miss Muffin?
No!
It's your turn.
Wait, he's still alive.
And I'm close to him.
Who?
The ogre zombie. I guess he is alive.
The one on their side is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yours is still alive. So.
So I'm still on my side?
You're still on your side. There's a great big burning fireball that just exploded in front of you. Freaking ash everywhere. And yeah. As this happens, Corley, the halfling that brought you guys in and stuff and just showed you where to go, she comes running up and she's like, okay, your friend's dead. He definitely just blew himself up with that fire, but he held it off. He goes, but your other friends are going to need your help. He goes, so she says, I'm going to hold this area. You get to your friends, and tells you that you need to run and get to your friends to help defend.
Immediately take off running.
Because they're going to hold this zone. So, you will spend your turn running around this area if you'd like.
I am sprinting!
Use dash to get more speed or more movement you can, I'm assuming.
Yeah, duh.
So what's your 30 movement speed?
30.
Okay, so you were going to move...
60. Double.
Yeah.
Triple it!
Wrong.
Triple.
As you like cross over into this next area of defense, you're seeing like soldiers on the line, like on the walls there, like bleeding and cut open and sticked with arrows. And there's other soldiers manning a big cannon, and they're kind of firing off into the fog, and you can't see what's really happening out there. But until there's chaos throughout the whole zone.
Yeah.
All right, Duke Crystal, your turn.
All right, the man in the catapult.
Catapult.
And firing at the ogre.
Okay, fire. Give me your dexterity roll. Boom.
Oh no.
Six?
Sorry, viewers.
What'd you get?
Six.
It's a no bueno.
Let's see here. I gotta roll my dice because this is what I've been doing for the direction.
Luckily, no friendlies are near him.
Listen, Ella's snoring.
She's on my feet, just chilling.
That's the ogre's last breath.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you hit 30 feet off direction and land out next to the skeleton and the other enemy miss. And it kind of explodes out into the fog.
Explodes.
Well, that scared him.
Explodes. He says it explodes out.
Explodes.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, not much I can do.
Okay. Please stay. Your turn.
Right.
Eugene.
Hi.
Eugene.
Man the cannibal.
I'm gonna man it.
Man it. Dexterity.
It hits hard. We need it. Before they destroy it.
Pew.
Dex roll?
Yeah.
You can do it.
Mushroom cloud.
Oh?
12.
Oh?
12.
12? Okay.
Might Let's not see. Be in between his eyes, but might clip a booty cheek.
Yeah, you, so...
Oh, no!
You do hit enough that they are in the radius. So
they
I
lost
give
a booty
them,
cheek.
Do you have it written down, Nate? The deck save that I gotta make for them?
Ooh, no, I just have the catapult's AC and
okay.
health through them.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Look it up. Real quick. Quicker.
What is this thing called?
Catapult. That's all I got.
Mithril Hall.
But I don't know what kind of catapult that is. Maybe some throw rocks. This one's throwing
forward launcher. Okay, DC 15. Alright, so I need to make a DC 15, baby. Let's go.
Baby, what'd you get?
Dexterity, so that's a...
Ogre's dex is poop.
Yes, -2, so that's 8 minus 2 for the ogre, so I rolled for him first.
He failed.
Foolish. Oh, next one's not even better. 9.
He failed.
DC
15 save.
Oh, 9 plus 3 for 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah,
he failed.
Yeah, they both failed. So, damage. What's your damage for this bad boy?
Don't know.
4d6.
Ooh.
I got roll 46.
Yes. Yep. Pop. Pop.
5. 6. 3. What is it?
14.
6.
All right, 20. 20 flat. Right
20 flat.
Look at the booty cheek.
So that's 2 ogre zombie and 2 left skeleton.
Left booty cheek blade.
So this explosion comes through and it, big boom, blows up and you see a little flame. Fireball shoot up and the skeleton just fries away into Ash as the ogre zombie kind of hits the flame against his back and kind of burns him up a bit, but he's still standing because he's a big boy.
He's going down.
Cooked
boy.
His booty.
I'm taking my spiritual weapon and sending it down there to slice his throat.
Yeah, you can do that because he's close enough. So you spawned it down over close to that area when you did do it.
Yeah.
So give me your attack roll for your spiritual weapon, what it's called. Garbage can lid.
9.
No. Well, actually, you know what? He is very... Yeah, that hits on the sober zombie. Yeah, that hits.
Alright. Hey, fun.
Alright, so 1d8 plus 5.
It's a hit.
He's very not armored. Big old boy. A lot of health.
That's the 8, right?
Yeah.
Pyramid ass to ass.
7.
Diamond.
7 damage?
It's a diamond.
Nice, your garbage can shield, boom, hits him in the forehead while he's hanging over the ledge, hooked into the thing. All right, so that would mean next up is, he is dead, I think. I don't know why he's on there still.
I just picture it as like the old video game diamond.
Yeah.
Before they made him actually look like diamonds.
All right, so it is the ogre zombie's turn.
It was blocky.
The ogre zombie, knowing that he has no more skeletons left, he's going to start to climb the wall. So I'm going to give it a strength check. That's an 11 plus 4, which definitely climbs up the wall.
No, it's definitely fucking.
So that was, what did I say, 20 foot high?
Yes.
So he's got 10 more foot of movement, so he's there. He's on top of the wall. Okay, next up. Miss Muffin.
Oh, no. Miss Muffin's running up on the scene. And what?
Yeah, I'll say with... Because I really don't want to have... So I'm going to say with this, yeah, you have made your way around to the other side of... what's their faces? Fleastick and Dew Crystal. You're, like, coming down the north side. You're coming down towards them.
Yeah.
So, what would you like to do? You're about 60 feet. 40 feet from the catapult, 40 feet from Duke Crystal. So the ogre zombie that just climbed up is about 100 feet from you.
So I can't really do much from far away. I'm going to have to run up, but...
Yeah. But you don't have enough speed.
I don't have enough distance. Yeah, I can dash again, but it gets me closer.
You want to get closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait, if Duke Crystal's only 40 feet from me, then how's... What's the closest danger to us? The ogre?
The ogre zombie. The ogre zombie is 60 feet from Duke.
Yeah.
So
if I dash up 60 feet, I'm going to pass Duke anyways.
Yeah, if you run 60 feet...
You'll be right.
You'll be
past Duke. Yeah, you'll be in between me and the ogre.
Is that what you want to do?
Sure.
Dash?
Yeah.
Dash and crash. All right.
I'll slice
next
him
up.
On his way past me.
Duke Crystal, it's you.
You know the drill.
You're doing the forge launcher.
The catapult.
He's on top of the wall, so... Give me a dexterity with advantage.
Okay.
I knew he was going to do that. I knew I probably couldn't do it.
So 14 or 8. 14.
Yes, that will hit him. Give me the damage.
Okay.
20.
Did he make a save?
Oh, wait, his save. That's what it was. Yeah, dex saves. He fails horrendously.
Okay. Oh,
3 minus 2.
4d6. There's 1, 4, so 5, 3, 8. 1, so 9, that wasn't very good. But
9 damage?
Yes. 9 damage is 9 damage.
Yes, sir.
Alright.
Yes, sir.
The flames they fly over and hit him again, and he's like burnt to a crisp. Like, there's like flesh dripping off of him, and like bones are starting to show, and he's just like trying to walk still, stepping towards you guys.
He's in rough shape.
Please take it, your turn.
You got him.
He's much weaker now.
He's very crippled.
Sacred Flame.
Sacred Flame.
Yeah, dex roll.
Dex save. Well, you know what his dex is like, so.
He's barely
14 minus 2.
Nope.
So 12?
Huh.
12?
No, I didn't get it.
What's your save that he has to make?
16.
Okay, so give me the damage. And I think that's actually doubled because it's radiant and he's an undead. So when you do that, yeah.
Let me double check. Yep, that is radiant.
Yeah.
So I roll 4d8 instead of 2d8? Or just double the damage.
Sacred Flame is 2d8.
Yeah.
Dang, it went up.
Are you nervous, sir?
Yeah. Because it's double damage, because it's radiant.
He's dead.
Whoa. I thought it was only 1d8. That's crazy.
So 10, you thought 30, wrong.
11, 3 and 8. And then 7, so 18.
18 damage?
Yes. He's cooked.
I didn't have to do so shit.
So he starts lumbering forward, and you see, like, you almost see, like depression and, like, pain inside this thing's face as his, like, skin's melting off, and he, like, looks up, and he just sees, like, a holy hand, just this light, hit him in the forehead, and he's like, just falls over and just kind of radiant light sucks
him
up.
Like, he's been cleansed.
He's cooked.
He's like,
cleanse your soul.
He sent him up to the great beyond.
That is all for that round of creatures. So you have a moment. You all just kind of take a breath from the constant onslaught. And
I'm going to tell them in emotional fit of rage, Archie Ortiz freaking sacrificed himself for us and he's dead. He sacrificed himself.
Yes, Archie is dead. He's gone. So,
good man.
With this, you guys have a moment of... There's that skeleton he was trying to add. He's way off in the distance. Okay, so you guys have a moment of, like, chill out before anything else happens. So you can choose to take a short rest. So, like, take, like, an hour or so rest, and you can use it to spend your hit die to regain health points if you need to. Or you can find Coralie and ask her any questions to try to get an advantage on what's coming next. Or you can spend the time trying to fortify or repair your own defense zone.
I will do the fortify and repair, because the catapult is damaged.
Okay.
And it needs fixing.
What else would you guys like to do? Is anyone, like, hurt that needs to sleep or rest?
Well, I'm good. I'm not everyone that attacked us pretty much went after the catapult, not us. So it's like,
yeah, they're trying to get
rid of. Well, they missed us because our AC was so
high. I have almost,
like,
half my health points. Okay. I, like, a little over half.
It's up to you what you want to do. If you want a short rest, you can spend your hit die to try to get some health back. He's going to repair his catapult is what he wants to do, so.
What was the other option?
Yeah.
You can also fortify and repair the area, like, other than the catapult. Like, if there's something special you can think of that you want to do to try to make it better, or
if
you want
don't
to,
want to rest, you could talk to the one chick.
Yeah, or you can
maybe
talk to
she'll
Coralie.
Know which direction they're coming from, actually. More.
Yeah, or you can talk to Coralie and get some information for an advantage on the next part of the fight or something.
How much health do you have?
25 to 30.
Oof, low health, guys. You guys have low health. I know you have big health. I forget because I see
I
your
have
health.
Big health. I have bigger health than that. I have 38 out of 51 right now.
Rogue.
Yeah.
So.
I'm very.
He's a dwarf cleric.
So you heal yourself, and I'll go talk to Coralie.
I got a healing potion. I'll be all right. I mean, I shouldn't heal over 5 points.
That's okay, then you go talk to Coralie.
Or you can talk to Coralie if you want. He can repair and fix stuff.
I'll say I'm full health at 61.
I can just go around.
I drank a healing potion. So it's like...
Okay, so.
Where is Coralie?
She relieved you. So she's back where you were, like, on the...
Yeah, so I'm going to have to dash
southeast.
All the way around it.
You're fine to run over there. Right now we're not in combat.
I was like,
because
she said she sent you over there when the fight was happening.
Yeah.
I don't know if she wants you to stay there, because I don't know.
Yeah,
she'll
so I'm
going
to go back and look for her and talk to her.
Okay. So, do Crystal, give me strength check with advantage.
I can do that.
Because this seems like something Duke would be good at. Working and preparing some kind of weapon.
15 or 13. 15.
15? Okay, so yeah, you are able to gain back 5 hit points for your catapult.
Nice.
To repair it. Almost a max roll out of the dice. Okay, and Flea Stick, what were you wanting to do?
I just want to help him.
You want to help repair stuff? Okay,
fortify.
So what would you like to do that would fortify or defend this area for the walls? So when you look around, you see that there's, like, barrels full of oil. There's a big cauldron of, like, burning shit inside of it. And then the walls. So what would you like to do? Anything special? Do you like
Should
to prepare
we use
the oil
on the catapults or, like, make them flaming? Or are they, like, a...
The catapult explodes already.
Yeah.
But there's just...
So
that's what you see.
Should we fortify the walls to where we can dump the oils?
No, we can, We can put the oil in spots along the wall to where if they get the dude with the ladder or something like that set up, we can dump it over the edge on them.
Yeah, you can do that. So give me a strength check. to try and like move them around and stuff. Yeah.
With advantage or
just do normal.
Okay. 19.
9.
Okay, so
21.
21. Okay, so yeah, you're able to move these over and kind of dump some of them over, and then flea stick. When you're starting to drag yours, you kind of trip and they kind of fall over and just kind of roll off the ledge and hit the ground. So you get a couple spots of your choosing if you want on this wall here. 2 spots of oil slick down the wall.
All right. I'd say one spot would be where the ogre zombie got up before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Might as well. And I'll let you pick the other spot.
The other spot where the zombie came up as well.
He climbed up on the where the
zombie. He climbed up on the back of the ogre guy. He was a ladder, technically. So whatever place looks vulnerable other than that. Maybe, I don't know, it looks pretty rocky in front of the catapult. Yeah, I don't know if they'd be able to terrain that very well. I would say...
You can also pour it on the walkway if you want. Or if you don't want to pour the other one over.
Just right when they come up the wall.
I'd say probably down toward the fire thing on the corner of the castle.
Up towards where you are, or down the lower one?
Down farther south, I guess, on the same wall, the same straight stretch that the other stuff was pouring.
Area, then. This is kind of your guys' area.
Yeah, something like that.
In case anything crosses over. Okay. All right. Oil slicks are down. Catapult slightly repaired. And Miss Muffin, you have made your way over to Corley. What would you like to ask me? Any questions about what?
What's coming next? What should we prepare for?
So when you give me an insight check as you're kind of walking up and talking to her.
Insight. Okay. 10.
10? Okay. You don't notice anything. So she kind of looks at you and she goes, "What you want to know is coming next?" She goes, "Okay." So she goes, "Yeah, they might have. I think we saw some skeletons coming in, and we might have some more like." Hand things, something to do with hands. She goes, but honestly, with your guys' siege weapons, you guys are doing pretty well. So you might get some more waves of some undead, but I can't really tell you much of what's coming next. So prepare for some kind of weird hand creatures.
Okay. Do I have to stay over here with her? Crawl around.
She goes, no, you don't have to stay with me. She goes, you can go stay with your friend. She goes, I know you lost your friend, and you want to stay with your other friend. She goes, so yeah, you go. Get out of here. Go.
Thank you, Corley. Bye.
Yeah, she goes, bye.
Maybe we should have dumped the oil on the actual walkway for the hands to slip in. Oh well.
Okay. So yeah, you guys have done some work here. You prepared. You put some oil slicks down. Got a little bit of information from her. So Miss Muffin, as you're kind of walking through, give me a perception check. As you're like kind of going through the other defense zones, walking your way back to your friends. I will have a dream.
Mm-hmm. 6.
6?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you notice nothing as you're walking through. You walk through and you see, like, some bloodied people, like, hurt people around the area, but you don't notice anything special. So,
yeah.
Continue on. And you make it back to your friends. So, you guys are chilling. You're kind of an hour or so has gone by. You've noticed that the time hasn't really changed. Like, the sky hasn't changed. It all just looks the same dark, eerie, off, weird sky. Like, darkness has just creeped all around this fortress. The fog is still there, and you hit this momentary hush within the fog that's surrounding it. Like, it just gets super silent. Then you hear this harsh twang, that's like rope twisting and wood tightening, and suddenly you see two zombies come flying through the air out of the fog, and they're just like, ragdolling, and they land on the walkway. Right in front of you guys.
Hell yeah, they're catapulting zombies.
Nice.
I can respect that. I would do this too.
No.
Okay.
Yes, I can respect it. I would do it. If I had soldiers who wouldn't die on impact, why not?
Alright, so they land on opposite sides of you. So one lands kind of on the north side of your catapult, and one lands on the south side. Just, and they're like laying on the ground. And actually, they are prone until their next turn, but that is what happens. So, need you all to roll initiative again.
Again?
Yes, sir.
8.
Oof. My 3 rolled out crazy. All right.
8.
7.
4 plus 4?
No. 7 plus 1.
We all rolled 4.
So you're before me.
Okay.
I guess it doesn't matter if they're already dead.
So, as these zombies hit the ground, you guys see them flail through the air. You notice out into the fog these 4 skeletons are pushing this like big old mangling catapult up, and they're starting to load some kind of sacks inside of it. And this is their turn. So their turn was to move it. So they all pushed and moved it up. So now it is Miss Muffin's turn. Because this thing is a big old catapult for these little skeletons to move. What?
I didn't hear what you said, apparently. I thought he goes first.
Yeah. Yes.
Please take Eugene.
Okay, then you go first. Sorry. They just put you first on the initiative order because you have a higher initiative bonus. Go ahead. You can go first. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't want to go first.
Does it go by that who has the higher initiative bonus?
I guess that's what it did.
If it goes right on there.
It might be that way. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I don't care. You both got 8, so if you want to go first, you can go first.
All right, so what was happening? We had 4 zombies pushing up a catapult and 2 on deck.
There's 4 skeletons pushing up a catapult, and then there's 2 zombies.
One on the south of us.
One right in front of you on the south side, and one up on the north side on the other side.
I'll take north one because I'm closest.
Yeah, you got one about 10 feet, 15 foot in front of you.
Well, I'm going to shoot a guiding bolt at the catapult.
At the catapult?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me, what is that? Is that just attack roll, right? You just attack roll? Okay, go for it. Spell attack.
What's that? 11.
11? Yeah. No. Just shy.
Boom! Do I still have my shield or...
No, because it's been like a couple hours since you guys fought last. But you are welcome to do it again if you want to spend a spell slot, but that's up to you. Because I think Guiding Bolt took a spell slot too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But I have like a couple.
A couple. They go quick once you start using them.
Yeah.
And that's when shit gets real and you can't heal.
Alright. I cast my spiritual weapon.
Okay.
3rd level, by the way.
Okay. 3rd level spell slot. Where do you spawn this bad boy at?
I'll put it down there with them.
Where the zombie is?
Where the catapult is.
Yeah, I see on the front lines.
Yeah.
So, down there on the skeleton. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put like a yellow marker to symbolize like where your guy is. Your thing is. So.
I'm going to attack the catapult.
Alright, you're going to hit at the catapult? Alright, give me an attack roll. Good move.
16?
Very much will hit, yes.
Alright.
So. There's the layout. And picture the catapults in between those 4 skeletons.
Okay. Alright, so. 7 plus 5, 12.
12 damage? Okay. Very good.
What damage is that? Force damage.
Yes. All right, it takes a beating. It's still pumping. Okay, and now it is Miss Muffin's turn.
And what's closest to Miss Muffin?
You have a zombie.
Approximately? 20
feet from you, exactly.
20 feet, okay, so I'm going to...
Walk up.
Go up to it and jab it right in the brain hole.
Right in the brain hole?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one.
With my plus one dagger.
Multiple brain holes.
Give me a brain hole stab. Roll.
Nope, not one.
Nat one?
Mm. Well, that
really?
Sucks.
You did? Okay. So, yeah, you go...
Roll with advantage.
You know what? You do get to roll with advantage.
Yay.
Actually, that is true, because you're an assassin, which means...
Is it really nat one if it has a modifier, though?
12. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
12. Oh, wow. Okay, that will...
Because your base roll was a 1. Just like if your base roll is a 20,
I almost forgot to ask.
That will...
Base roll.
What'd you get? A 12?
Yeah. Well, I got a 4 plus 8.
That will hit, yes. You do get advantage because you're an assassin, so if you go before that enemy takes its turn.
Okay, so 1d4 plus 5.
Go ahead.
D4 is this one? No. Where is it? Oh, there's my triangle. 3 plus 5 is 8.
8 damage. Good hit. You hit him. You stick him in the brain.
He should be dead.
Kind of get him.
He's a zombie.
Pull it out. He's still standing.
Oh no, these
missed
zombies aren't like that.
You must have just missed his brain.
Shriveled.
Anything else?
I just gave him a lobotomy instead.
Anything else? Yeah, you just rearranged his brain.
Oh, shoot.
Made his decision making.
So, gonna back up from him. Disengage.
Are you gonna disengage?
Yeah.
Okay. Disengage, and you can move another 10 feet back.
Yeah, because
so
I don't want to
bite
me.
Side by side with Flea Stick now.
Flea Stick Eugene.
Flea Stick Eugene. All right. Next up is... No, it's not Flea Stick. Duke Crystal.
All right. I'm going to loop around the old catapult.
Okay.
Go for Zombie A up in this motherfucker.
Get old Zombie A.
Yes, her.
Alf.
And I'm going to take his head clean off with the Dark Greatsword.
Cleave it.
See if I can hit him.
Ain't going to like that blow.
Let's see. Is a 21 hit him?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
46. So 4, 5, 9, oh gosh. 13, 19 plus 6. So, yeah, 25.
Yes, he's dead. So you clean him clean in half. But with this being an undead nasty creature, you don't get any life back.
I expected that.
It has no life to give.
Mm-mm.
But you cleave it in half, so good job. All right. It is the zombie's turn. So he is going to run at you, Flea Stick, and he's going to give you a slam. Trying two-handed, just zombie smash on your head. Oh, you know what? Actually,
zombie smash.
One second, I gotta make a Constitution save.
Uh-oh.
That's a nat 20. So, Duke
smash.
It slow rolled into it too. That hurt.
The zombie you killed. Hits 0 hit points, and it definitely saved, where it would drop to 1 hit point since it got a nat 20. It's going to have 5 hit points when it stands back up.
Hmm.
And, rises back up from you cleaving it in half. It's just half a body, resets and then stands back up. So, it is, that thing was going to hit you. That's what was happening, and I redid that. Okay, so slam for on beat Flea Stick. That is an 18 plus 3, baby. That hits.
Baby.
1d8 plus 1. So that's a 1 plus 1. So 2 damage.
All that stress for that.
See, he hit hard. He came in hard with the hit, but didn't do a lot of damage.
He
said, wiener.
Okay.
Womp womp.
Sad.
Alrighty then. That means it is the skeletons all on the mangolin. They're going to launch something. You see them carry a sack and they strap it in and they thump, and they launch this.
It's poop.
No.
It's not.
No.
It's poop. No.
No.
They launch this bag of things and it hits the.
You wanted to say poop.
This bag of shit. I almost said bag of shit. It's a bag of something and it hits the ground and busts open and it's a whole swarm of crawling hands that.
That's
oh
a bag
God.
Of shit.
Crawling around
that
was a bag of
shit.
Little hands that pop out.
Where are they at?
They're in between Flea Stick, Miss Muffin, and the catapult. Right next to Soldier 3.
Oh,
he's
no.
still alive, but...
no.
That is the skeleton's turn as they work as a team to operate this
swarm
big old catapult. But now it is the
douches.
Swarm of crawling claws attack turn.
Are they
undead? They are undead, yes.
The hands?
So, yes.
We need to burn them. Burn them! Burn them! Burn them! Hey,
burn
did we put down oil slick? So the hands are actually
okay,
covered
so
in oil.
The swarm of crawling
no.
hands kind of does this spinning around like little fumbling rats falling around each other and they look over at Soldier 3 and they take off running at him and they're gonna No. Do a swarm of grasping hands.
No. Did they get thrown past the oil slicks?
5 plus 4.
This sucks.
5 plus 4, so that probably won't hit, old boy.
Good.
Wait.
Hey, five. Don't say that shit. It didn't hit.
They don't hit, no. Does not hit. They jump past him and he just like smacks them all off.
They're like spiders.
Miss Muffin, your turn.
I'm going to start daggering him.
You're going to move to the swarming claws?
No, not move to them. I thought they were in front of me. Like
they are. You got the zombie next to you, and the swarm of crawling hands are about 20 feet from you.
Okay,
like
good.
The zombie's
good,
fighting through a stick.
So not my problem yet.
They're eating.
But
the
zombie, I can just try that lobotomy one more time. Okay. See if I can.
Give me a lobotomy roll.
Lobotomy.
Those are three. We'll never trust
you.
Oh
wow! Nat 20 this time. Yes.
Okay.
So then.
Give me damage.
Seven damage.
Double damage?
Oh, double I didn't twice. Roll double. So then it's 7 plus 8.
He's dead. Yeah, you lobotomized him a little too good in his
brain. I knew
stops,
I could do it, guys.
Stops working.
We just have to lobotomize them as fuck.
But before he dies.
Takes perfect nat roll to lobotomize
everything. He wakes up.
Forehead jab.
I'm just going to cleave them straight down the middle.
That's a nat 1. So
yeah, he's dead.
With a nat 1, he goes, and it kind of just pops open. He dies. He does not even revive at all. So.
Exploding spider.
All right. Miss Muffin, please take your turn. Not the red button. Shanking.
I'm taking my Dragon Slayer sword and cleaving right down the center of this fucking zombie.
It's dead. That one.
Oh, man.
The only zombie alive is the one by Duke.
I know. I accidentally said spider.
So you got swarming, crawling claws 20 feet from you, and then the zombie fighting Duke, which you know is probably not going to last long. It is about 25, 30 feet from you. You can make it to the swarm crawling hands if you want to get close and hit them, but that's
a radius to see.
Use your flame on them. Use your sacred flame on the hands.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you just hit them, they take a
damage. Eugene, bitch! Use your sacred flame!
It won't work like that.
Dex
save. It only does like one little hand at a time.
Oh, that's.
Well, it will hurt. They're just one thing. Like, it's not like
that. Oh, okay.
It's called Swarm of Crawling Hands. Like, they're a bundle. Think of like rats.
Yeah, they can't separate.
Alright, yeah, just roll Dex save.
So it's like a rat king.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Like, rat king
style. Flame them bitches.
Alright, Dex save. It's a 15 plus 2.
Yep, you got it.
Saves. Is that no damage, right?
Yeah. Half damage.
I don't think it's half damage for a sacred flame.
Damn it!
It's just a miss.
Their decks
are right.
What would you do?
If the target must succeed in dexterity saving throw, or take 1d8 radiant damage.
Yeah, I think with sacred flame it's just. So, anything else you want to do?
Yeah, I need to take my shield and cleave that catapult.
Oh, you're going to hit the catapult again?
Yeah. Okay,
give me it. Give me your head.
Bonus! 12.
On the money.
Wee.
On the money.
Alright, so 1d8 plus 1. So 11.
11 damage. Okay. Money. Good round, everybody. Good jobs. Zombie on Duke. It's his turn. So he's gonna do the old slam smash on your noggin. 11 plus 3.
He ain't doing it.
He ain't slamming nothing.
He ain't doing nothing.
He's slamming air. Your turn. Right. Your turn, Duke.
Could I move a couple feet to the right without him attacking me?
You can move as long as it's within 5 feet.
Okay.
So you can, like, flip around him to the
like
other side.
Like, circle him,
yeah,
type stuff? Alright, well, I'm going to move over just a little bit.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action to shove him.
Okay.
Attempting to push him off the wall.
Alright. Go for it.
So that'd be
strength. Tested.
Okay. Not great. 10.
10? I got a 12 plus 1.
No, he saves, huh?
He's kind of stands there. He's trying to push him over.
Well, that's upsetting.
But it's a bonus action, so.
Alright. Action.
Action is action.
Yep, dark great sword straight to the top of the head. We're just gonna cleave him right down. That one is a 24.
Nope. I'm just kidding, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I was gonna say, what?
This one zombie has really good AC.
It's like
13 plus 6, so 19 damage to the top of his cranium.
We had 5, so. Yeah, you cranking right on the top of the cranium.
No, he's making me mad.
Splits him, but he's got to make constitution save.
He was supposed to fly out. How? His brain is split vertically. Yeah, both hemispheres are literally separated.
No,
exactly.
It's just once.
I was
going to
say,
he's dead. Like, there's no reviving.
Yeah,
splitting the melt forehead, yeah. Okay, so next up is the skeletons. And you see them loading up another sack.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, I'm
serious. Can you guys handle the hands and I'll hop on the catapult?
With the catapult?
Yeah, if you guys take care of the hands, I'll get on our catapult and shoot their catapult.
Yes. How do we take care of the hands?
Kill them. Just attack them. Yeah. They're just one entity, technically. It's not. Picture it not like a bunch of individual hands. Like
just a swarm.
A bunch of hands that are balled up together.
They launched, but I'm going to roll to see which direction.
They share one life. Magical life.
Okay, so these ones.
Magic.
These ones land right in front of you guys. Fleece Stick and Miss Muffin. Just the whole bundle. They fall out of the sack and they're just like.
I say you guys split up. One do it one. And I start
slicing and dicing them.
I need to add him to this.
That way Soldier 3 doesn't get his cheeks completely clapped. And I will be made a fool of. My word will be nothing.
Yeah, 16 on initiative. Add.
And I'll blast them bitches launching.
Okay, that was the skeleton's turns. And then the next one is the swarm that's on Soldier 3.
No.
And you know what he's going to do? He's going to try to fondle. He's going to fondle the Soldier 3 with his crawling claws. Grasping hands. At one.
Fondle
me? Yes!
He goes to. They start crawling on him, and you hear this soldier, and he goes, Duke said he's going to protect me. Flea Stick said they protect me. And he's like, snap, and just breaks some of the fingers on the claws.
He said, I feel safe.
He's going to do some damage to him.
One damage.
He does one damage as he breaks a finger on the crawling hands.
Yay.
So they get
good job, person.
Five fingers broke.
How many fingers we got here?
He's all right.
Miss Muffin, your turn. You got a swarm of crawling hands in front of you and one 20 feet behind you.
Well, the one right in front of me, I'm going to slice and dice.
I'm gonna stab it.
Slicing it.
Shish kebab.
11 plus 8. 19.
11 plus 8. That will hit.
6 damage. 6 slicing damage.
Okay, 6 slicing damage. Alright, anything else?
Slashing.
Anything else you want to do on your turn? You slash and dash, swarm of claws.
Dash, sling, slasher.
I mean, I don't know. Can I use my other dagger in my other hand? And
okay.
Also, yeah, okay, yes. So, yeah, I'm going to slash with my other hand as well.
Okay.
Try to get as many as possible. Nat 20. Nat 20.
Double damage.
Hope you get to slice with your feet.
Did you forget?
So this
your
one's only
drink?
Plus 4. So it's 1 plus 4 and then 3 plus 4.
You don't do your bonus twice.
Oh.
So it's just...
That's why I did last time, so we fucked it up.
Roll both damage and then add your bonus.
Okay. I already forgot what they were, so I'm going to re-roll 2 and 2. So that's 4 plus 4.
Okay, so 8 damage.
Yeah, 8 damage. My bad. The last one, rolled too much damage.
Cheater, you're kicked out.
I didn't know.
You're banned. All right,
please take
bad DM, Kelly. You didn't notice.
Here, drop your paper. Alright, Sacred Flame on the handy hands.
One's right in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay. They fail. Woo! 2 plus 1. 2 plus 2, but still fail.
So 7 plus 4. What was it?
7 plus 4?
11. 11. Radiant.
Radiant. Oh, double damage then.
Yep. So 22 damage?
Yeah. Well, you'd roll it. Yeah, roll a double
roll
damage.
The damage.
I was like, wait.
Ah.
Yeah.
Another 7. And a 5. So 12. 12 and
11. Big ol' hits. Big ol' hits. Sacred Flames frying up their undead flesh.
Cool.
Alright, Duke.
Alright, now I gotta take my shield bash that thing again.
Yeah, go for it. You can bash it.
8. 18.
Yeah.
Alright, so 1d8. So 10.
10 damage?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm gonna do math. Your shield kind of just like, you see it back there just in the fog, like around the edge of the fog, you can barely kind of see what's happening and just like hear smashing and beating and pummeling, and then you guys see a clearance in the fog and the catapult's like in pieces, just like right there falling apart. But the skeletons are all still sitting there like ready to go. So, Duke, your turn.
I'm aiming right for the middle of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the catapult.
Dexterity.
15?
Yeah. That'll hit him. That'll hit him dead ass in the middle if you want to hit the radius.
Yes.
Okay. So dexterity saves, correct?
Uh-huh. 15. 15, yeah.
Yeah. So... 10 plus 3, so that's a fail. 4 plus 3, it's a fail. Nat 20. And 4, so 3... Three fail, and the nat 20, I'm going to say, doesn't take half damage. He's just going to take no damage. So, say skeleton C takes no damage, but the other three fail. So,
All right.
Give me that, 46? 46,
yeah. Basically
6, fireball.
5, 6, so that's 17, and then 1, so 18.
18 damage. Okay, those three are fried, blasted away. An explosion of fiery doom.
Very nice.
Fudge. All right. One lone skeleton just like standing there by himself. Okay, it's
your shield will bash it.
Yeah, he's standing face to face with your shield, just staring at it. Look at it. It's not bloody, but it's got like splinters in it. It's like it's blood dripping. It's just wood from the
shield
catapult.
Shield just alone destroyed an entire catapult. Yeah. It's like looking at a skeleton.
Alright, swarm of claws that are on Flea Stick and Miss Muffin. It's going to make a swarm of
claws.
Grasping hands.
No!
Yeah!
Get off!
That is a 5 plus 4.
That's my no square.
God, these things can't hit for shit.
No, they suck.
I want it to hit. Oh, it's the skeleton's turn. He's gonna give it the old run past your spiritual shield.
He said, "I'm gonna break that shield's ankles."
Yeah, he's gonna juke him out and try to run up, climb up the wall.
Well, don't I get a since he's trying to?
Yeah, sure. Do an opportunity attack. Yeah, he don't even care. There's nothing else he can do. He can't kill this thing.
16 plus 8. Oh, no. That hits.
Yeah, it hits.
He said, "Oh."
He said, "I don't know what to do." He's just running around in circles.
Dodge.
What is that? 28 plus 5, so 6 damage.
6 damage? Alright, yeah. So you kind of chip off a bit of his shoulder, and he's like, oh, fuck, and just runs by.
He's like, I'm artillery spot.
He got a 17, though, on his climb. So he starts to climb the wall, but that's about half his movement speed. So he's standing on the edge of the wall at the top, taking deep breaths into his no lungs. But he's literally on your oil. He's on
no
your
lungs.
He's on your oil slick, though. So,
what, boys?
For a reminder of that.
Why did he not fall?
That was his turn. Oh, yeah, I guess I'll do a dexterity save. Or his dexterity once he gets to the top. He falls. He gets to the top and he takes that deep breath into his no lungs. And he's like, what the fuck? And just starts to fall off the back of the thing. And,
slip.
Yeah, let's do some fall damage.
Fall damage is always merciless.
Okay.
Rolling down
a hill. He said, Jack.
He's God. He falls and he goes, hits the ground and like his legs break off and his arm breaks off and he's got 1 HP. So he's just kind of like,
there's a shield.
He's just like, oh no. Like laying there crumpled and just like half of some pieces left. Okay. It is the other claw's turn. He's going to attack the soldier again.
Poor guy.
Finally.
No!
That will hit. And this is going to be good too. His hands, you guys see the soldier, and you know, he broke one of the fingers, and he's, like, grasping, and then you see them start to, like, grab and, like, squeeze and get tight, and you're, like, seeing him, like, lock up, like, oh, shit, like, they got a hold of him. And what is this thing's health
They got my boy.
Let me see this thing's health real quick.
My boy.
Okay, no,
boy.
So it's not bloodied. Okay, so he was going to do 4d8 plus 2 necrotic damage. As they squeeze and start 48. To like start to seep necrotic damage out of him.
Don't let it grab you.
8, so 9. That is 6.
He's dead.
So 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
He's dead.
And then 3. 15, 16, 17, 18.
He
so,
might
yeah.
be holding on
he
by
has
a thread.
18 necrotic damage to the soldier. Let me see here. Where is my soldier at?
Cantrip.
Yeah, so.
Revivify.
He does 18 damage, and you guys see him like grasp a hold of this guy, and he's like, oh no! He's like, Duke, flea stick! And you just see him turn like black and green. He's like, ah! His eyes kind of pop out, and he just kind of falls over as they release the grasp dead. Oh. He looks.
Shut up!
He looks fried, like
is
green,
he a zombie?
Black. Like he's just like, ah, no, he's not a zombie.
No, he's been cooked with necrotic damage. Yeah. He microwaved him essentially.
Miss Buffin, your turn.
What's Rex to be still there?
There's a swarm of crawling claws that's behind you, about 20 feet, that just killed that guy, and then the one right in front of you.
Okay, yeah, the one right in front of me is still alive, then I'm going to keep slashing it.
Okay.
Double hands. Man, first
yeah.
is my plus one.
We
so,
got something like that.
10 plus 8, 18.
10 plus 8, 18 to hit.
Too.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll hit.
That could be worth
and
a while.
That one is...
And it's a cantrip.
He might give
four
us a
plus
nice
5. 9 damage.
No, I said spread it out.
9 damage with that one.
Were
then my
dying or
left
dead?
Hand
no,
dagger.
He's dead.
0 hit points.
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead.
He's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
NPCs don't go on the death set.
You can't revivify one.
Revivify? Yeah. Not spare the dying.
That's what I thought.
What are you doing, Kelly?
The second hand dagger. My left hand dagger.
What did you do with your first damage? I didn't hear anything that was said.
Sorry.
I rolled an 18 to hit, and I got 9 damage.
Okay, so 9 damage to the claws?
Or I dealt 9 damage, yeah.
Okay, and then you're doing your offhand attack?
Yeah. 11 plus 7 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
4 plus 4, 8 damage.
8 damage? Yeah, this thing's looking rough. You and Flea Stick put the work on it. But it is your turn, Flea Stick. Hey, dagger, dagger.
Slice, slice.
Sorry, slice, slice.
Alright, I'm going to sacred flame these fingerlings.
Fingerlings?
Fingerlings?
Clawlings.
Need me a dex save for me.
Dex save? Okay. 19 plus some stuff, I think. 19 plus 2, so super safe.
Alright, so I'll just bring my shield up and bash the thing. I'm gonna break all the fingers.
I don't know if your shield can make it that far.
What is my.
It's distance? Like, he's about 50, 60 feet from you.
Let me see. 60 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can move him right there on him.
Alright. Quit.
Floats up there like garbage can lid. Jesus.
Splintered, covered in ooze. Alright.
I'm hearing Kratos' theme song playing in the background as the
16
shield
hit.
Moves up. Yes.
Alright.
Kratos, shield us.
You're in deep doo doo. I forgot, I have an extra too.
9 damage.
9 damage. Yep. Okay, yes. Let me see something before I say he's dead. Yes, he fries. You see the last hand shrivel up like a dead spider and just kind of and just die off right there. So, your shield's taking life after life.
Just leave the skeleton there is like mercilessly bleed out with no blood.
He's still got one health.
He's no threat.
He's crawling. Yeah, he's just down there like a torso and an arm. So, he's just waiting to see what happens.
No mercy.
Duke, your turn. Your boy's dead.
You know what's about to happen.
You gonna mercy kill?
I'm gonna go vengeance kill.
With the catapult.
No.
Yeah, it's catapult right
with my dark greatsword, I'm going to slash this fool twice. These hands.
Slash these fools. These hands. Throw hands.
All the hands ain't dead.
Now these. No one attacked these. We just chilled while they mangled my boy. He saved himself twice.
They couldn't run away because they were an opportunity attack, so you just kept attacking them.
Let's see. 6 plus 9. 6
plus
9? Yeah.
14.
14. Yeah, that'll hit. Let's see. That's 46. 2. 3, 5. What the fuck? 9 plus 6, so 15.
15 damage. Good sling. Slice him up some hand.
And then next attack. Yeah, you're not. Well, crit fail. Well, poop. About to get my second attack in. Start bullying.
Yeah, so you go to swing the second attack in. You see the body of your necrotic little soldier right there, and you kind of do a slip and fall down, looking face to face with him. He's like right in your face, and you're knocked prone for a turn.
Ew.
You got your dead dude's face. And then the left skeleton's turn, but he's mortally injured. He's on the bottom. He's like, guys, guys! He's like, anyone still alive to help me? Because he can't do anything. So, swarm of crawling hands. Oh, boy. Well, they're going to look to their only opponent next to them. And this thing is bloody now, so... That would mean it does this instead. Okay, so it's going to try to grasp you, Duke. 8 plus 4.
No.
Got lucky, no. So...
It's gonna get...
Miss Muffin, your turn.
It got lucky.
And it's still alive right in front of me?
No, that one is dead.
Okay.
The one left is on Duke. Luckily, you guys killed the catapult
so,
before it could launch.
So, I'll spin around. Isn't it just 20 feet from me? If
yeah.
It's on Duke still. Run the 20 feet and slice and dice it.
Slice and dice it.
Since I ran and did all that, do I still get to use both hands or just the one?
You still do both.
Okay.
There's just movement. That wasn't your dash or nothing.
9 plus 8 to hit with my... Right,
yes.
+1 dagger, and that is 7 damage, and then my left hand, 5 plus 7 to hit. Well, 5 plus 7 hit, what is that? Oh, 12. 12 hit?
Yes. Yeah, on the money.
6 damage with that one.
Alright, please take your turn.
Alright, is it just the hands left?
Yes, just the hands. Claws.
The claws. Alright. Just sacred flame again.
Okay. 8 plus 1, I think. 8 plus 2. Fail.
16 to hit.
Alright, he fails.
So 2d8 radiant. So roll 4.
Yep.
So 4, 8. So that's 16. 17 damage.
Yeah, radiant light fries him up. Fries them all into a little radiant ash, and they die. I'm going to end the combat. You guys completed it. Good job. You survived that swarm. Except there's one skeleton left who's just laying on the ground down below the wall. I don't know what you guys want to do with him, but that's up to you.
Are there any big rocks laying around?
Yeah, there's crumbled pieces of like wall where they were launching stuff, and the catapult's been blown up.
I'll just drop one off the wall.
Just drop a rock. Okay. Give me a strength check just to like be like throw that thing down.
I don't think throwing's necessary.
No,
it's
just
kind
just,
of
just,
a hold out and drop.
Just drop it.
15 plus 5.
Yeah. You drop it, and he goes, wait, and it just crushes him, just blows him to pieces. This shatters him down.
That's for Soldier 3.
That's for Soldier 3.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes is the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.